will always find a way. However deeply it is hidden, however foreign its soil, the light and is sustained. Through the ages, its face has changed, but the commitment it inspires and the emotion it evokes are constant. As it has grown, so have we, in the height of our triumphs, in the depth of our travails. There is no limit to its power to redeem, to overwhelm, to celebrate, to soothe, and to thrill. It is the promise in all of us. It is the Olympic spirit that has found its way to Nagano, Japan. Today we begin the 18th Olympic Winter Games. We are here for a reason. To get closer. To climb higher. To pose the question, what more can we become? And we seek the answer in the mountains. Today we find ourselves alongside the mountains in this tucked away corner of the globe, Nagano, Japan. And here new heights will be reached, new summits attained as athletes from 72 nations learn what they can become before the eyes of the world. And hi everyone, I'm Jim Nance, and welcome to CBS Sports coverage of the 18th Olympic Winter Games, the last games of the century. We're here live at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning in Japan, and 50,000 people are expected to gather here for this opening ceremony. Ancient religious rituals mixed with modern technology blending together in a songful prayer of hope for the 21st century. And joining me is my CBS colleague, Andrea Joyce. Andrea, konnichiwa. These are going to be some special moments here today during the festival.
Konnichiwa. How lucky are we to be here? This is spectacular. And Jim, it should be a spectacular show. The ceremony begins symbolically at the ancient Zenkoji Buddhist temple, which will serve as the centerpiece for our Olympic coverage, and its bell will ring in the opening of the games. In contrast, the ceremony's finale is made possible by state-of-the-art satellite systems. Under the direction of Maestro Seiji Ozawa, the five choral groups will sing Beethoven's Ode to Joy from five different continents in unison. And in between, the full spectrum of Japanese culture will be on display.
Matter of fact, we can hear the rehearsal of Ode to Joy in the background now. Over 2,400 athletes will participate in the games, many of whom will march as part of the Parade of Nations today. The newest member of our CBS team, Kennedy, spent the early morning hours here visiting with some athletes on their way to the ceremony.
All right, you guys. Opening ceremonies, what's on your mind?
We're excited. You know, we've been here.